Welcome to the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast, where our goal is to help you increase your reputation as a leader, increase your ability to influence others, and increase your ability to fully engage your team to deliver remarkable results. Hi, I'm Perry Holly, a John Maxwell facilitator and coach.
And I'm Chris Cody, Vice President with the John Maxwell Company. Welcome and thank you for joining. Just as a reminder, before we get started, if you want to download the learner guide, also, if you want to read the blog that Perry wrote along with today's session, don't hesitate to visit johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast, and you can also leave a comment or a question there for us. Well, today's topic is boundaries for leaders. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you the rest of the title in just a minute, but I thought, man, is Perry talking, like, is this a message right here for me or somebody else on our team? Like, are we outside? Are we out of bounds? Yeah. Are we out of boundaries? But boundaries for leaders. Can you be the boss and still be a friend? I know we did a podcast once on boundaries as it pertained to engaging your team.
Yep.
This one seems a little bit different. What are you thinking about here?
Well, you know, if you do want to hear the other one, it's on podcast episode number 21.
Listen, we're on 140-ish.
Yeah.
Right? And 21. That's 120 ago.
You can imagine they let us keep doing that this long.
That's right.
Who's fool? It was really on increasing engagement, helping you establish boundaries for your team. Today, I really want to talk about boundaries for leaders and why you need them. This comes up on coaching call after coaching call that someone has gotten themselves into something overcommitted or in something they shouldn't have been into, and it was all. I think it all comes back to boundaries. The specific question came up a few weeks ago when I was talking about connecting with their team, and the person I was coaching said, "Can I don't want to get involved in their life. I can't be their friend and be their boss." And I thought, well, yeah, you can, but that's where boundaries come in.
Yeah.
And before we really get started with that, maybe you could help define a little bit what we mean by boundaries.
Yeah, I think first thing we want to talk about is that there's a concept of establishing boundaries both in your personal life and professional life is something that every leader needs to do. Perry and I talk a lot about at level four in the five levels of leadership, we talk about developing people. And we encourage you to develop them personally and professionally. So when it comes to the boundaries, I think it's only appropriate we say, hey, yeah, we need to make sure that with these boundaries, you have both of them for your personal and your professional life. The expert in this space, and really where we get a lot of our learning from a thought leader here, is Dr. Henry Cloud.
That's right.
And his bestseller book called Boundaries, and then more recently, Boundaries for Leaders, should be something that you absolutely put on your personal reading list. Yep. It's something that should be required. Dr. Cloud there defines boundary like you would describe the fence around your backyard, where everything inside the fence you need to pay attention to. Everything outside the fence is for someone else to pay attention to. When I read this quote here, it made me think about something where we used to say to our kids all the time growing up, which was, hey, mind your yard, hey, but so-and-so, I know, but mind your yard, not someone else's yard. And I think, Dr. Cloud puts it really, really well here is that what is inside your fence is what you should build boundaries around.
Yeah, and you can see why that would be so helpful with your team.
Yeah.
If you want to get them to fully engage with you, if they know what do I need to pay attention to? And more importantly, what do I not need to pay attention to? But what Dr. Cloud said that really captured my attention and reason I really go to this a lot, I think it's important for every leader, is that the environment you have today, and I'm going to say at work or at home, any relationships you have, the environment that you have today is a result of two things, he says, and it's what you created and what you allowed.
Yeah.
Say that again, what you created and what you allow. And if everything is great, or everything is bad, you created it and you allowed it to be. And then he wrapped that up by saying, you are ridiculously in charge.
Hey,
I don't know if I really knew that.
Listen, I love that. Are you talking to me?
Yeah, here,
here we go.
Yeah, ridiculous in charge.
Or that, yes, it's absolutely my fault. And, behavior follows what you allow as a leader. And we talk oftentimes about, with culture, again, you create that. You create that in your environment. Remember we talk about being a leader. Let me just make sure you guys understand, leader to us is about influence. And so you may not have the title, position, or tenure, but you absolutely do have influence. And so we do allow certain behaviors to do that. But I absolutely love that. You are ridiculously in charge. So let's talk about some boundaries. Let's share some ideas that leaders need to have in place. Or maybe we should start with a question that you pose actually in the title, which is, can you be this boss/leader? I tend to remove the word boss leader, but there are some bosses out there, and still be a friend of the people on your team.
Well, I'm going to flip it back to you to see what you think there too. Can you be both?
Yeah.
This leader told me that he stayed away from learning too much about the people on his team because, and this is his word, it can be messy.
Yeah.
They will overshare and then will want you to be the answer to all their issues. And I don't want to be taken advantage of, was what he said. So I said the answer to that and what I coached him on was boundaries. But what do you think?
Yeah, I would never coach someone not to connect with their people because it seems messy. I think that as leaders, when we talk about EQ, right, this is at the root of all of that. And I'm not saying to get into everybody's mess in the weeds of it, but you've got as a leader to connect with them where they're at and to be able to gain level two influence and to be able to gain their trust, right? You got to have that listening ear, but set some boundaries around it, but don't completely avoid it. So, you know, when you think about this illustration where we talked about putting the fence around your backyard, right? As we talk about this example, what conversations you're having with your people on your team could look like this. One might be, I'm okay with X, but I'm not okay with this. And share that openly, you know, with them. Or maybe you say, hey, I'm okay with learning about your personal kind of details with people on our team, but I'm not okay with getting involved with personal struggles. So what are some of the details, right? But maybe you separate them from struggles. We're just giving you some ideas here to think about. Maybe it's you're okay with helping them find the answers to their personal struggles, but you're not okay with being the answer to their personal struggles. Yeah. And I kind of say that giggling and you laughing because we both have been there,
right?
Where we've just kind of have not had proper boundaries in place and allowed our individuals on our team to allow us to be the answer to their personal struggles. And man, that will drain you and your time as a leader in a hurry if you don't have the right boundaries.
I actually like that last example. The best is that I'm okay with understanding, you know, helping you find answers to your personal struggles. Somebody comes to me with, I'm really struggling with something. I might have some ideas, some resources, something I could do, someone I know might be something I could do, but I'm not okay with me being the answer, that you can't just come in here and dump that on me, or I'm not going to own that. I'll be glad to point you or to, really coach you in a direction you should go, but I'm not, you have to own that. I don't own that. So it's I love that. I think formulating your thinking on what our boundaries are is really so important. But I had a coaching call even this week where the executive told me she hired a person she had known from another company. They had been friends in a previous company, and the executive thought this person would make a good addition to her team. So when the new person came in, the new person began to kind of act buddy-buddy all of a sudden and with the executive and was really playing that fact in front of the rest of the executive team that we were very close. We knew each other from the last company. As we were talking about it, this really became that coaching moment that for the executive to share with her new hire, old friend but new hire, that this is where boundaries needed to be in play about the relationship we have in the office. And you really would expect that the new person would have had some understanding of that, was I shouldn't come in and use our pet names and all the things we do in front of the executive team because it's going to look like favoritism. Yeah. I'm going to make the boss look bad. But she didn't. And so now that it's up to you to set that boundary and to draw the line, this is where the fence is. When we're in the office, this is the way we're going to act with each other. And it was a hard conversation, but it ended up to be the right thing to do.
Yeah, one of the things I just thought about in regards to that conversation that you talked about there is, remember we talk about having a common language of leadership inside organizations. It may not have worked in this in this situation because, to your point, you said you would have thought, well, that might be the first mistake with this situation. They may not have even thought about it being wrong. But I know what I think about is the culture we have inside the John Maxwell Company. We do life together. all the time in our in the work environment. We spend more time with people we work with than we do on a personal life. And so there is going to be some blended approach there. And I think we do it fairly well here at the John Maxwell Company. There are boundaries set up, but it is going to happen. We're not discouraging it. We're just figuring out, hey, how do you go about it the right way? How do you set up, you know, boundaries so that you can accomplish both? And one of the things I was just thinking about was, oftentimes we'll have conversations, hey, I'm going to go, you know, level three real quick right here. And you may walk into my office, or I may walk into your office or whatever, and we just might go straight to work. And conversations that we're dealing with and certain things, and then walk out and be like, well, man, Chris didn't even act like he was my friend. Or, you know, but if I say, hey, I need to go level three, or you say, hey, Chris, we got to go level three and talk about this. So, again, just the power of common language inside organizations driving culture, but also, more importantly, allowing you to kind of have this connection. One of the areas that I struggle, in addition to just that balance of it, because I am relational, and so I want to, you know, be friends with everybody and solve everybody's problems and all kind of stuff, is really as I've gotten more and more responsibility in the organization is managing my calendar and feeling comfortable.
There's a place that could use some fences.
Oh my gosh. Yes, it could. Right. And he's laughing because he knows my calendar fairly well. And so one of the things I've tried to put in place is to really kind of block out my calendar in different time segments that allow me to work on certain things without interruption. And again, remember, thinking about these boundaries, yes, we're talking about relational, but also think about the boundaries of which every day you deal with inside your workplace, inside your organization. And so for me, the boundary was, how do I fence in enough time for me to be able to accomplish what I need to do, the things that only I can accomplish for the organization at a particular time point? And so I had to kind of put up some fences in order to make that happen. The other thing I was thinking about in regards to this around time is the whole thing about the open door policy. Mm-hmm. Okay. I used to have a really hard time with shutting my office door. I don't so much anymore because I have a huge glass window. So now I can still feel like I'm, available.
Wander by and wave at you.
Yeah, come on in. Yeah. But previous office, right, it was just a wall and a door. And so I had a hard time doing that. And I had some people coach me through that. And they're like, no, listen, like, you need to carve out that time. You need to fence in that time in order to be productive in that. And it was painful for me, right? But what I didn't see was that the organization or the team was suffering because of that. And so whether it's the calendar, whether it's open door, whether it's relationships, everything I think around this boundaries is very relevant to protecting, what fencing in what you need to fence in.
Big time. I had one for me was I love so much what I get to do and the write and speak and teach and podcast with you. It's just big to me. Did I get that on there? But I would do it all the time. And so I needed a boundary between when I'm going to work and when I'm not going to work. And now, especially when we're working at home, it's just one seamless day of continuous work. And I got called to my attention when my wife said, I have to scream at you to come down from your whatever you're doing, your writing and your creating that you're doing up there. Can you come to dinner? And I thought, no one should have to yell at you to come to dinner. So I thought that's when it jumped to my mind. I need a boundary. But what's the fence of when am I going to stop work? Now, would I have to come back to it? Maybe with permission. But I'm going to stop work at a certain time, and I'm going to then go to be with the family at that time. And it changed the whole dynamic in my home to say that they could count on me because I put a boundary in there that I'm going to start work at this time and I'm going to stop work at that time. There may be some certain special occasions. I have a global job. We have international clients. Sometimes I have to take calls at night, and they understand that. But for the most part, start and stop, that's a fence, and now they know exactly what to expect from me. Do you ever – I was wondering, as a leader, this is a coaching moment, I think. Can you help the people on your team? Do you see the opportunity to help people set boundaries for themselves?
Yeah. Let me, before I answer that, I want to go back to two things that you said. One, man, I've never had to have anybody call me for dinner, by the way. If you know me, it looks like I haven't missed a meal in a long time. The second thing you said, I think it's really important. I don't want us to just kind of pass over is this whole virtual working environment and the boundaries that are so important, maybe even more important than in the office boundaries,
right,
with your time, with your calendar. And then let me just say this, the boundaries between your personal and professional life can bleed over, to your point, right? In the virtual world, you can get up early, you're an early riser, and you can start really early and by dinner time, you haven't moved anywhere in the house and you're still going at it. And so I just wanted to kind of, you said that and it's like, oh man, that's real for everybody that's listening. Man, you've got to set some boundaries to get up and separate yourself and to go have dinner, right?
Very good.
And if you need help with that, just let me know. I'll be more than happy to encourage you. But make sure you do that. It's so important on your calendar and your time as you're working virtually. So, yeah, I think over the years for me, when you talk about this coaching moment, the first thing I thought about when you said that was often I've told my kids growing up, control what you can control. Mm-hmm. In essence, that's what I'm telling them, right? They're fencing in their boundaries. Like, do you have any control in what's going to happen here? Okay, great. If not, don't worry about it. If you do, hey, let's go ahead and mow the yard. Let's go ahead and water the yard. Let's go after it because you can control what you can control. And when you begin to think about this and you begin to set boundaries in your professional life, I think you'll begin to see that you focus on things that matter most and produce the greatest return on your investment, on your time, mm-hmm. and what matters most for the organization. I think this is hard for a lot of us. It keeps you from overcommitting. When, you know, we've all heard, you know, when you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. And so if you don't have the proper boundaries, then you're going to be overcommitting. This will allow you to keep from experiencing burnout, reducing confusion, maybe even increase your engagement and your morale on the team. I was one of the team members that I have, they lose track of time. Right. And one of the boundaries that they're working on is they set a little bit of a schedule and an alarm that goes off. Yeah. If they have 30 minutes with somebody or something, they set it for 30 minutes and get into the conversation. It's going well. And it goes off. Okay. Hey, thanks so much for your time. I'm out of here. Right. Well, that's a great boundary, not only for that individual, but also for the other person's time. And when you begin to see that, you see more focused effort. So there are a lot of it's uncomfortable at times to shut your door, to your calendar, to this whole, can I be, back to your point and your question, you know, a boss and a friend at the same time. But I think if you set the proper boundaries, you should be able to do that.
Well, I have a coach, a young sales manager, and we got to talking, and he said he got in a little bit of trouble because he loves to spend time and wants to connect with his team, spend time with the team. It's a sales organization, and they're running hard, but the guys on the team wanted to go out for happy hour, and he loved to attend and go to happy hour with the team, and so he could hang out and be one of the guys. And where he got a little tangled up with spending too much time, and has got a little problem with at home, and then he got a problem with. I said, this is really an opportunity for a boundary. It's not happy hour that's necessarily the problem, but it's the. How long do you stay? So what is the boundary? I asked him, what is the boundary you could put in place with that? And that he said, I could go to meet the team and then stay for just a bit, maybe have one, and leave. Don't linger. Don't hang around. Don't be everybody's buddy, but connect and be there to make that.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't offend his home, people at home. It would show the team that he was cared.
It'd be
enough to, you know, but he wanted to be a part, but he can't be everything. And I thought that's a great, good place to think about where is it safe. And he thanked me more than once for this lesson. It keeps coming back that he said it's everybody's happy and he can do it with his head held high. So,
and it set a great example for his team about his boundaries for his personal life,
right?
Like, oh man, because there are probably some people on that team that should be making that same decision,
right?
Just hadn't come to that conclusion yet. And so as a leader, he may even be influencing them to be able to do that same thing.
Right.
Well, listen, as we wrap up, maybe you don't have a common language around leadership. We would encourage you to for the five levels of leadership to be that. But I was thinking, man, this whole lesson on boundaries for leaders, can you be the boss and still be a friend? And the answer is absolutely yes, man. We want to encourage you to connect, right? We don't have to. We talk a lot about relationships at level two, and how do you build those relationships? Here's what's so important for us is that you connect with your people, and so you can still connect with people, be a friend, and be their boss. Matter of fact, we would argue that that's where you get discretionary effort from your team. That's where you get the most out of individuals and yourself as a leader, and then hence the team. So maybe you don't have that leadership common language. Here's a simple illustration I've used for years. Before I had that language, which is just talking about which hat I'm wearing. And I would have conversations with people. I'm saying, hey, Perry, man, I got my friend hat on right now. Like, how's this going? You know, how's Bonnie? How's the kids? What's going on with that? Whatever. Okay, can I just throw my – I just need to throw my John Maxwell hat on real quick. You need to know. No, I'm just kidding. That's all. But you know what I'm saying? Maybe it's just simple as that, so that you have some type of language and connection with people so that they know when you're shifting hats. Yeah. And that's one way to do it verbally. But don't forget to set boundaries of what you will allow yourself to get into and what you won't allow yourself to get into. And just communicate that. Be very clear. Hey, you know, I'm going to listen and I'm going to empathize with you. I'm not going to be able to solve your problem, but I want to you know, jump down in that hole with you and be there for you as a team member, but I'm not going to be the one that solves that struggle that you're going through. And then just be able to begin to manage that. And I think if by doing that, to your point, if you set the proper boundaries, it's easy then to stop a conversation. It's easy then to leave an outing at night. It's easy to whatever it is if you set those boundaries on the front end.
That's right. Be intentional with that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chris, and thank you all for joining us. If you'd like to know more about the five levels or 360 leadership or anything we do to serve our clients, you can find that at johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. You can also download the learner guide for this and leave a question or a comment for us there. We're very grateful you would spend this time with us today, and that's all today from the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast.